ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 25. ಧ್ಯಾನೇನಾತ್ಮನಿ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಕೇಚಿದಾತ್ಮಾನಮಾತ್ಮನ ಅನ್ಯೇ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯೇನ ಯೋಗೇನ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗೇನ ಚಾಪರೇ. ವಿ ವರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ವರ್ telling at that time that there are 5 grades of sadhanas. Just only recap, the first grade is removal of raga dvesha to get chitta shuddhi by karma yoga, and the second grade of sadhana is removal of the wandering mind to get chitta naishchalyam or chitta ekagrata, the steadiness. And the next group of 3 sadhanas are Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Shravanam to remove the ignorance, and Mananam is to enable the mind to think and analyze why I am not in agreement with the Shastras, what objections do I have, and to remove all kinds of doubts one might have. And Nididhyasanam is the final grade where one tries to assimilate the teaching. And which sadhana has to be prescribed to a person, that depends upon the grade of the person. Suppose a person is full of raga dvesha, and if I teach him Vedanta, Shravanam, Mananam and all that, he has not even passed the first grade. And if I straight away introduce Vedanta to him, it will never work. Because first grade of Chitta Shuddhi itself, he has not gone through yet. And therefore, for the one who is impure, we prescribe Karma Yoga to remove the Raga Dveshas. Do you hate anyone? That's a big list. People have all the things. So with this much of hatred towards so many people, how to teach this person Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma? It's impossible to teach. So we have to get rid of all these problems. So Karma Yoga is the very first step. Suppose one is pure, then no kalmasham at all, no impurities, no ashuddhi. So he is shuddha, no problem at all. But only problem is what? Mind is not steady. He cannot listen to even 10 minutes of Vedanta. Mind will be wandering here and there. It's the case with most people. For him, no Karma Yoga is needed, but he has to be prescribed Upasana. In the same way, in Vedanta Vichara also, Shravanam, Mananam or Nididhyasanam, which one to give? So there is no universal sadhana to be prescribed for everyone. That is the difference between other religions and Hinduism. They talk about certain rules and regulations in all other faiths, which are to be followed universally by all. But in our Dharma, in Sanatana Dharma, it never talks about this or that rule at all. It talks about a varieties of sadhanas which have to be chosen according to one's own level. Everyone has to go through all the 5 stages at some time or the other. One may be already in level 4, another may be already in level 3 only. Depending on what level they are, the appropriate sadhana has to be prescribed. So all depends on where I stand. And that is why in the 6th chapter we saw, in the case of Yoga Bhrashta, I hope you remember these terms. In the case of a Yoga Bhrashta, some of these stages he has already gone through in the previous Janma. So there he has gone through some stages in the previous Janma, and the rest of the stages he has to go through in this Janma. But everyone has to go through all these 5 stages. Karma Yoga, Upasana, Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. And therefore, Krishna gives here all these alternatives. All these people. So, Atmanam, Atmana, Pashyati. All these people, the wise people, they recognize the self by what? Atmana. Here, Atmana means the mind, the Antakarna. Not the Satchidananda Atma, the Antakarna. The inner equipment, the mind. There are 2 Atmas here actually. Atmanam, Atmanam. One indicates the mind and the other indicates the Atma itself. So all the people recognize the self with the mind. And what type of mind? A prepared mind. ఎ మైండ్ విచ్ హెస్ గాన్ త్రూ ఆల్ ది స్టేజెస్ సంస్కృత అంతఃకరణేన పశ్యతి దే రికగ్నైజ్ సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపన్న అంతఃకరణేన పశ్యతి ఆల్ దీస్ టర్మ్ సాధన చతుష్టయం ఆల్ దోస్ యూ మస్ట్ నో బై నౌ సో విత్ ద మైండ్ విచ్ హెస్ గాట్ వివేక వైరాగ్య సమాధి షట్క సంపత్తి ముముక్షుత్వం ఆల్ దీస్ వేరియస్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ But different people, being at different levels, their sadhanas also are different. They are from different levels. Therefore, Krishna says, Kechit dhyanena pashyanti. Some people recognize the Atma through dhyanam. Dhyanena pashyanti. Dhyanam here means nididhyasanam. In which case, he must have already gone through all the other previous four stages. కర్మయోగా ఉపాసన శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం సో దాట్ మస్ట్ బి వెరీ కేర్ఫుల్లీ అండర్స్టూడ్ హియర్ అదర్వైజ్ దిస్ లైన్స్ కెన్ బి ఆల్ కన్ఫ్యూసింగ్ బికాస్ ఇఫ్ ఐ సే సమ్ పీపుల్ రికగ్నైజ్ ఆత్మ త్రూ ధ్యానం ఆర్ మెడిటేషన్ వి మే కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ మెడిటేషన్ ఈస్ అనదర్ ఆప్షనల్ మెథడ్ దే నీడ్ నాట్ స్టడీ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ వి మే కన్క్లూడ్ ఆల్ దోస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ బట్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ట్రూ బికాస్ With respect to scriptural studies, it is impossible to know the Atma, the Self. The Vedas themselves very clearly they say, Na avedavit manute tam brihantam. Without knowing the scriptures, the Self can never be recognized. Avedavit. Then how does Krishna say that some people recognize through dhyanam here? We should say that some people have already gone through the previous stages and they have come to this dhyana stage now, namely the nididhyasana stage. So in karma, that is karma yoga, upasana, even shravanam and mananam, they have already gone through. Some of them may be in this birth. Some of them may be in the previous birth also. It just continues. Like a prodigy in any field, a musical prodigy, a mathematical prodigy, a science prodigy. Similarly, some people might have gone through all the previous stages in the previous janma also. Therefore, in this janma, they require only a casual introduction. Tattvamasi. When it is introduced to them, they can start from wherever they left. Thus, those people are the advanced students. And what they require only is Nididhyasanam part of sadhana, the fifth stage of sadhana only. They don't require elaborate study, elaborate mananam. All those things are not required for such people. They have done it before in this janma or in the previous janma. And therefore, if you see in any book that some people have gained knowledge without going through a guru, without the study of scriptures, all those things may be said there. One should not think that liberation is without scriptures. That is not the conclusion. Because there could be some rare people who might have got such kind of, you know, sadhanas. They have already done that in the previous janma. And just now they got it in this janma quickly. But one should not conclude. That's only an exception. One should not conclude that is the case everywhere. They have gone through them in the previous janma. That's why they are able to go through it now quickly. Therefore, dhyanena pashyanti. And in the second line, it says, Anye Sankhyena Yogena. Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Yoga refers to the Vichara. Vichara, the inquiry, the Shravanam first, gaining the knowledge. That is, there are some other people, Anye. So the Anye means some other people. They have gone through the first two stages. They have got Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Naishchalyam already. They have gone through Karma Yoga and Upasana. But they have not got the Shravanam and Mananam before. And therefore, they start with Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Yoga refers to Shravanam here. And they should go through Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasana. The three stages they have to go through. The first one has to go through to final fifth stage, whereas these people can start here. And the next one we are talking about will have to go through the third, fourth and fifth stage, namely Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasana. But because he is at a level. So, Sankhyena Yogena Anye Pashyanti. And there are yet others who are not even in the third grade. So, who have not got even Chitta Shuddhi yet. Chitta Naishchalyam they have not even got yet. For them, Shravanam is not useful. Dhyanam is far, far away. So, Krishna says, Karma Yogena Apare. there are some other people who go through karma yoga. And here also, it is very seemingly misleading thing here, because if we literally translate, this sentence would mean that some other people recognize the Atma through karma yoga, which is again a big mistake. And this has created a misconception that many people think that doing karma yoga constantly, Atma Jnana one can get. People may come to such conclusions. So people might think that way, but it is not so. So we should not interpret like that at all. So karma yogena means beginning with karma yoga, they got chitta shuddhi. That is what we should understand. Beginning with karma yoga, they got chitta shuddhi. Then they went through upasana to get chitta naishchalyam. Then they went to shravanam for jnanam, mananam for samshaya nivritti. All the doubts are removed, and nididhyasanam for nivritti of vipreeta bhavana. So all these things, we have seen all these terms earlier. So karma yogena includes all the five stages. It is not just a karma yoga alone. So dhyanena refers to one, the fifth stage only. Sankhyena refers to three sadhanas, 3, 4, and 5th stage, shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam. And karma yogena refers to all the five sadhanas, starting from karma yoga, upasana, shravanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam. That is what we should understand by these terms in this shloka. So thus going through all, some other people, all these people, they gain what? Self-knowledge. And that is why, even though all spiritual people may start at the same time, the fructification happens at different times. For some people, the spiritual sadhana does not require much time at all. For some others, it requires more time. This is not true of spiritual sadhana alone. It is true for anything, for that matter. So all the people are put in the school. And at the 5th year, then what will happen? We hear someone finished his MD in his 15th year. And now if you go through this in this route, all must have got uniform brain. It is not possible. They have to go through, they are at different levels. So body may be uniform, but why is it that one is so advanced and the other is not? Science does not have any answer for such things. It may tell that some genes are like that, full stop, that's it. There is no other answer. Chance alone, they say. In Vedanta, there is nothing like a chance. There is no probability at all in Vedanta. According to scriptures, we say different people are different grades because of Purva Janma Samskara. That's what we say according to scriptures. It may be in mathematics, it can be in music, it can be in art, it can be in anything. And that is true in the case of spirituality also. All spiritual seekers, they start at the same time perhaps, but the phalam comes at different periods. Just like it was said in the Kathopanishad. When we went through the Kathopanishad lecture, we got through that. Shravanayapi bahubir yona labhyaha shrinvatopim bhagavom yenna vidyuho ascharyo vakta kushalodhyalabdha and ascharyo jnata kushalanushishtaha. We saw these shlokas earlier. That is, even though Vedanta is the same, all people don't feel like listening even. Why this difference? We cannot explain. And even among many people who come to listen, for some people it appeals. For some others, they find there is no much relevance for them at all in Vedanta. And even in the absorption power, there is gradation among people. And therefore, different people may begin at the same time, but the fructification differs because of the samskara beda, the difference in their samskaras. Or the technical word used here is adhikari bedaha. Adhikari bedaha means their qualifications. Because of different standards in spiritual evolution or in the gradation. But wherever we start, what is the final goal in all of them? And that is what is said here. Atmana atmanam pasyanti. Everybody has to come to this stage. What is that stage? Recognizing the Atma, the self, with a pure mind. This is the destination for all people, the recognizing the self through a pure mind. You may start in karma yoga, you may start in upasana, or shravanam, or mananam, or nididhyasanam. The goal is same. శ్లోక 26. అన్యే త్వేవమజానంతః శ్రుత్వాన్యేభ్య ఉపాసతే తేపి చాతితరంత్యేవ మృత్యుం శృతిపరాయణః పరాయణాః. And Krishna talks about one more exceptional case here, where a person may not have direct access to the scriptures. A lot of people, they don't know scriptures, they don't have direct access to the scriptures. He might not know even the language, because, you know, we should remember, if the Veda original has to be studied, tradition prescribes six traditions of study. What are those? Like, you know, Siksha, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Nirukta, Chandas, Jyotisha, all those things are prescribed. He requires the knowledge of grammar. He should know the language. They are called Veda Angani, the various organs of the Vedas. So once through the study of the six Veda Angas, he will have access to the Vedas. If he has to understand Vedas, he should have gone through the study of the six Veda Angas. And if he has to come to Vedanta, in addition to these six Angas, he requires even other Angas, other studies. Which are those? They are called the Upangas, the Sankhya, Yoga, Nirukta, Nyaya, Vaiseshika, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. He has to study all those things if he has to come to Vedanta proper. Thus, the knowledge of Tarka, the intelligent way of thinking, the knowledge of Mimamsa, all these intellectual disciplines are necessary to have a direct access to the scriptures and their commentaries. So, if you take Shankaracharya's Bhashyas, the various commentaries, he profusely uses Mimamsa, Tarka, all those analysis he does. And everybody may not have access to the scriptures directly. Then what to do for those people? Krishna says, they need not directly study the original at all. No need. But they may get the essence of the teaching from some person. Instead of directly studying the scriptures, they study the scriptures in the words of some other person. May not be even in Sanskrit. Even it can be in their own language. In fact, the essence of scriptures we have in all languages. Whatever the Upanishad says, it is there in all languages. Because the Acharyas were so great, having grasped the essence of Vedanta, they have expressed them in their own language. And so Krishna says, listening to other people also will help. So he says, Anyetu evam ajanantaha. Some people don't recognize ajanantaha, the truth in this matter. That is, by studying the originals, because they don't have access to them. But anyebhyaha shrutva upasate. They receive the wisdom from other people, shrutva, by listening to them. And when they listen to the wisdom, they might not even listen to the Upanishad itself. There is no need. The teacher is putting the content in his own language. It may not be even the original mantras of the Upanishads. Therefore, anyebhyaha shrutva. But one thing, the teacher must have the knowledge of the original himself. He cannot just give his own interpretations and all. Or if that teacher does not have, at least one of them in his parampara must have got that knowledge. This immediate teacher may not have gone through all that, but somebody in the parampara of teachers should have gone through all of them. Because if I don't have access and I go to a teacher who also does not have access, then he may teach his own philosophy. It could be some ism of some teacher. We don't want that. Therefore, I should belong to the parampara of gurus who know the essence of Upanishads. Even if I do not directly know the mantras, what they communicate, the grammar or anvaya, all those things I may not know. But I should belong to a parampara where this knowledge is there. Then I will not mislead the people. And so he says, anyebhyaha shrutva. Listening to other people who have known the self, who have already understood. Upasate, they pursue self-knowledge. They pursue this knowledge. Here it does not mean upasana. Upasate does not mean upasana, but follow the spiritual sadhana. And will they get moksha or not? Krishna says, certainly they will also get moksha. So, te api mrityum ati taranti eva. దే ఆల్సో సటన్లీ క్రాస్ మార్టాలిటీ తరంతి. మృత్యు మీన్స్ లిటరలీ హియర్ మార్టాలిటీ, సంసార మార్టాలిటీ, ఆర్ వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్ సంసార. సో దే ఆల్సో సటన్లీ క్రాస్, దే విల్ క్రాస్ సంసార బై వాట్? శృతిపరాయణాహ, బై బీయింగ్ కమిటెడ్ టు శ్రవణం. శృతి హియర్ మీన్స్ శ్రవణం. By being committed to Shravanam, they also certainly attain moksha. Shravanam means from a person who is from a Guru Parampara. Thus, these two shlokas give the sadhana for Atma Jnanam. Shloka 27. Yavat sanjayate kinchite sattvam sthavara jangamam kshetra kshetragya sanyogat tadviddhi varadarshabam. So in this shloka, Krishna points out why self-knowledge releases a person from samsara. Why self-knowledge releases a person, gives freedom from samsara. So, kasmat hetoho jnana muktihi iti uchyate. Why do we say that knowledge is the cause of liberation? Jnanat muktihi. Why do we say that? And the answer is because ajnanam is the cause of bondage. So how, if we say that jnanam gives mukti, then we know because ajnanam is the cause of bondage, and to remove ajnanam, one should gain jnanam. And how is ajnanam because of bondage? When I don't know, I am the kshetrajnaha, then naturally I falsely identify myself with the kshetram. By now you should know the words kshetram and kshetrajnaha. Kshetram is the body. I identify myself with the body, the anatma. Suppose I know I am the kshetrajnaha. That means what? Jnaha means knower. Kshetra means the field, the body. So I am the kshetrajnaha means I am the knower, the witness of the entire kshetram, including the body, the mind complex. This is the knowledge I will have. Body and mind are different from me. That is the knowledge I will have. And if the right knowledge is there, I will never say I was born on a particular date of birth. Because I know birth, old age, disease, death, samsara, they all belong to what? Belong to the kshetram, the body, the anatma, not to kshetrajnaha, the atma. Then who am I? Kshetrajnaha. Who is not affected by anything. This is that knowledge. This is the jnanam I should gain. And if I am an ajnani, instead of claiming myself as kshetrajnaha, I will identify myself with kshetram, the body, the anatma. And I claim myself as Mr. So-and-so, and they are all referring to what? Only the kshetram. The date of birth is for the body only, not for atma. This is what we call it as mixing up of kshetram and kshetrajna, both. So in Vedanta, this is called anyonya adhyasa, avivekaha, tadatmyam. So all those things, there are so many words to describe this, anyonya adhyasaha. And once that mistake has come, I take myself to be born with a date of birth. I am born on such and such a day. I am conscious of my age. My conscious of worry I have, death, union, separation, all those things I am conscious of. All these bother me because I, the kshetrajna, has come down to the kshetram level. And so Krishna says, all samsara is due to kshetra, kshetrajna, samyoga, mixing of these two. So, in Vedantic language, we can say Atma, Anatma, Viveka, they don't have. And once that Adhyasa comes, I don't have doership. The Atma doesn't have doership. I, the Akarta, have now become the Karta. I think I am the doer now. The moment I mix up the Kshetrajna and Kshetra, I think I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Even though in reality, I, the consciousness, is always akarta and abhokta. As kshetrajnaha, I am akarta. But once I identify with the kshetram, I have become karta. Then I will become bhokta also. Then I will gather what? Sanchita karma. I will exhaust the prarabdha karma. అండ్ వైల్ ఎగ్జాస్టింగ్ ద ప్రారబ్ధ ఐ విల్ అక్వైర్ అగైన్ ఫ్రెష్ ఆగామి కర్మ. బిగ్ ఇండస్ట్రీ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ నౌ. గో ఆన్ అక్యుములేటింగ్ కర్మ, కర్మఫల, అగైన్ పునరపి జననం, పునరపి మరణం. అండ్ ద కర్మాస్ కెనాట్ బి ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ అట్ ఆల్. దర్ఫోర్ నెక్స్ట్ జన్మ బికమ్స్ ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్, విచ్ క్యాన్ బి అ మనుష్య జన్మ, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ఎ దేవ జన్మ, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ఎ పశు జన్మ, ఈవన్ యునో ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ఎ వృక్షాది, ఆల్ దోస్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లాంట్స్ అండ్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఇట్ కుడ్ బి ఎనీ జన్మ. అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఎనీ జన్మ దట్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞ సంయోగ. బై కన్ఫ్యూజింగ్, బై మిక్సింగ్ అప్ ది క్షేత్రం అండ్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, ఆల్ దిస్ జన్మాస్ దే బికమ్ పాసిబుల్ బికాస్ ఎనీ బర్త్ ఇస్ పాసిబుల్ ఫార్ అ కర్త ఓన్లీ, ద పర్సన్ హూ క్లెయిమ్స్ టు డూ ద కర్మ, ద కర్త. ది కర్త ఈస్ బాండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞ సంయోగ. అండ్ సో హీ సేస్ యావత్ కించిత్ సత్వం సంజాయతే, వాట్ ఎవర్ బీయింగ్ ఈస్ బాండ్ హియర్, సత్వం మీన్స్ బీయింగ్, నాట్ సత్వగుణ. You have to be careful. It's not sattva guna, but any being that has taken a janma, that is born. And what beings? Sthavara jangamam. Whether it is sthavaram, sthavara means the plants, the trees and all that thing. Because when we talk about janma, we talk about janma only for living beings. We don't talk about janma for the inert things at all, like stone and all that. And so in this context, sattvam refers to all these living beings. Chetana jivas. So whatever jivas, chetana vastus are born, whether sthavaram in the form of plants, sthavaram tishtanti iti sthavaram, that which stands in one place is called sthavaram. And jangamam, those beings which go from one place to the other, like birds, animals, human beings. So whatever being, a non-moving being or a moving being is born, all because of what? క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞ సంయోగాద్. ఆల్ దీస్ బర్స్ ఆర్ డ్యూ టు దిస్ సంయోగ. సంయోగ ఈస్ దిస్ అన్యోన్య అధ్యాస. కృష్ణ హ్యాడ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ శ్లోక, యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ లైన్. కారణం గుణ సంయోగ సంగోస్య సదసత్ యోని జన్మసు. దట్స్ వాట్ హీ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ దేర్. సో సద్యోని జన్మ, అసద్యోని జన్మ, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్, దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ గుణ సంగ. But the only difference was what? There it was said to be Purusha and Prakriti Sanyoga or Sangha. And instead of using the Purusha and Prakriti Sanyoga, here uses the word Kshetra, Kshetrajna Sanyoga. That is the only difference. There it was Purusha Prakriti Sanyogat Janmaha. Here it is Kshetra, Kshetrajna Sanyogat Janma. The birth happens. The essence is what? Atma, Anatma, Avivekat, Aviveka. So if you have the Viveka, Atma, Anatma, Viveka, there is no problem. Because of Atma, Anatma, Avivekat, Janma happens, birth happens. It is because of Atma, Anatma, Tadatmyam. So, Iti Tadviddhi Paratarshava. O Arjuna, may you understand this very clearly in this manner. Okay, then how does knowledge helps? That question would come. Then that will be the next question. Then we should remember, it's very well, already we have gone through this so many times, that any mixing up of two things or generally is confusion is born out of ignorance. So any confusion, any mixing of two things always arises because of ignorance. Because a rope, for example, the same example we said earlier, a rope is confused for a snake. When? When a rope is known, not known as a rope, there is confusion. So mixing up with snake happens because rope is not known as a rope. So any confusion happens only when things are not distinctly known. So remember, tadatmya is the product of ajnana. We should understand. So ajnanam is karanam and confusion is tadatmyam. That is tanmyam or tadatmyam is karyam. So ajnanam, ignorance is the karanam and confusion is the karyam. And so kshetra kshetrajna samyoga is karyam, product or effect of ajnana, ignorance. And kshetra kshetrajna yoga is the cause for samsara. So there are three stages now. Ajnana is, we can call it like the grandfather. It produces what? ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಸಂಯೋಗ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಸಂಯೋಗ, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ದ ಫಾದರ್, ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್ ಸಂಸಾರ, ದ ಸನ್ ಆರ್ ಡಾಟರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋ, ವಾಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ವಿ ಡೂ? ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಯೋಗ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಯೋಗ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ? ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ, ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ. ಸೊ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ. ಸೊ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿಯ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ, ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ. ಬೈ ಎಲಿಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಎಲಿಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಇಸ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ 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 ಇನ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಭಾಷ್ಯ. ಹಿ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೇಮಸ್ಲಿ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ಭಾಷ್ಯ, ವೇರ್ ಹಿ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ದ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಸಂಯೋಗ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ರೂಟ್ ಕಾಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್, ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ದಿ ರಿಮೂವಲ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಬಿ ದಿ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಸೊ ಜ್ಞಾನಾದೇವ ಕೈವಲ್ಯಂ, ಕರ್ಮ ವಿಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ ವಿಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಬಟ್ ನನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ವಿಲ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಗಿವ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಾಲೋ ಕರ್ಮ, ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಾಲೋ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಾಲೋ ಯೋಗ, ಬಟ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ದ ರೂಟ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ವಿಲ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೇ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ, ಅಂಡ್ ಬೈ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೇ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಸಂಸಾರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಧ್ಯಾನೇನ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಇತಿ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್. ಶ್ಲೋಕ 28. ಸಮಂ ಸರ್ವೇಷು ಭೂತೇಷು ತಿಷ್ಟಂತಂ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಂ ವಿನಶ್ಯತ್ ಸ್ವವಿಶನ್ ವಿನಶ್ಯಂತಂ ಯ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಸ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 28-33 ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಫಲಂ. ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ದಿ ವಿಷನ್ ಔಟ್ಲುಕ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಿ? ಹಿಯರ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಲೋನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ವಿಷನ್. ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಯೂಸಸ್ ದ ಇಡಿಯಂ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ದರ್ಶನ, ಹಿ ಯೂಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್. ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ದರ್ಶನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ವಿಷನ್, ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್. ಆಫನ್ ಹಿ ಯೂಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟರ್ಮ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನೀಸ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ದೇ ಸೀ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ರೈಟ್ ವಿಷನ್. ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಲೋನ್ ಸೀಸ್, ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನೀಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದೇ ಸೇ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಪಶ್ಯನ್ನಪಿ ನ ಚ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಮೂಢಃ, ಕಾಲ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೂಢಃ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಓಪನ್ಸ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಐಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ರೋಪ್ ಹೀ ಸೀಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ನೇಕ್, ಡಸ್ ಹೀ ಸೀ ರಿಯಲಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್? ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ರೈಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕನ್ ಎ ರೋಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅ ಸ್ನೇಕ್. ಸಹ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಪರಂತು ಪಶ್ಯನ್ನಪಿ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತಿ, ಹೀ ಸೀಸ್ but even though he sees he is really not seeing, even though he is seeing really speaking he is not seeing because he is seeing wrongly. Erroneous sight is as good as no sight, that is the argument. So every ajnani, every ignorant person has got an erroneous perception. That is why Vedanta says saha na pashyati, he does not see. Then who sees? The one who sees rightly, he alone sees. All others, they may be seeing, but they are really not seeing. That is why a wise man is always called what? A seer. Ignorant man, even though eyes are widely open for him, he always sees things. He is not called a seer. Only a wise person is called a seer. Okay, what does the wise man see? That is said here in this shloka. Sarveshu bhuteshu samam tishtantam parameshwaram pashyati. So who is Parameshwara here? Kshetrajnya. Because we should remember that Kshetrajnya was called Parameshwara, Upadrashta, Anumanta, all Bhartha, Bhokta, Maheshwara, all those terms we saw earlier. సో పరమాత్మవిత్ పరమాత్మేతి చాప్యుక్త దేహేస్మిన్ పురుష పర శ్లోక 23. సో వి సా ఇట్ ఎర్లియర్. సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఆల్సో వాట్ డిడ్ కృష్ణ సే, క్షేత్రం చాపి మాం విద్ది సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత. ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది క్షేత్రాస్ యాస్ ది క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. ఇన్ షార్ట్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక పరమేశ్వర మీన్స్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. అండ్ వేర్ ఇస్ ది క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ప్రెసెంట్? సర్వేషు భూతేషు తిష్టంతం. హూ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద భూతాస్? హియర్ భూత మీన్స్ ది క్షేత్రం, ఇన్ ఆల్ ది క్షేత్రంస్. సో సర్వేషు భూతేషు తిష్టంతం పరమేశ్వరం. ది క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది క్షేత్రాస్, ఇన్ ఆల్ ది బాడీస్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ? సమం తిష్టంతం, విచ్ ఇస్ దట్ ద సేమ్ నేచర్ యూనిఫామ్లీ వితౌట్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంట్. దర్ ఇస్ నో జాతి ఫర్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, నో జెండర్, నథింగ్ లైక్ రిచ్ ఆర్ పువర్, ఆశ్రమ, నన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఫర్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. ఆల్ దీస్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ బీయింగ్ బిలాంగ్ టు వాట్? బిలాంగ్ టు ద క్షేత్రం, ద బాడీ. బ్రాహ్మణ, క్షత్రియ, వైశ్య, శూద్ర, శూద్ర, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దే ఆల్ బిలాంగ్ టు ద బాడీ. ఈవెన్ సర్వగుణ ప్రధాన, ఆల్ సత్వగుణ ప్రధాన, ఎ పర్సన్ ఈవెన్ దో హీ ఈస్ సత్వగుణ ప్రధాన, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హీస్ ఎ రియలీ నోబుల్ పర్సన్, స్టిల్ ఆల్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ద బాడీ ఓన్లీ. సో ఆల్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఆర్ సీన్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ఐ గివ్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు ది క్షేత్రం, బికాస్ ఐ మిస్ ద క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. అండ్ సో ఇఫ్ ఐ లుక్ అపాన్ యూ యాజ్ క్షేత్రం, దెన్ ఐ విల్ లుక్ అపాన్ యూ యాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. యూ ఆర్ ఎ క్షేత్రం, ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ క్షేత్రం, అండ్ సో దర్ ఇస్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ యూ అండ్ మీ, దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ విల్ థింక్. సో భేద బుద్ధి విల్ కంటిన్యూ as long as kshetra drishti continues. So if I look at things as kshetras, the bheda buddhi will be there. And for a jnani, kshetra drishti is replaced by kshetrajna drishti. He doesn't look at the differences in the appearance, the nama, rupa and karma. He doesn't look at those differences at all. He looks at only the kshetrajna, kshetrajna drishti. And that is why jnani is able to see everyone is beautiful. Jnani doesn't see any superficial differences at all among them, because everyone is kshetrajna, which is satyam, jnanam, anantam, shuddham, mangalam. That is the kshetrajna. The only problem is what? The container, namely the kshetram, is not that beautiful. His language is foul, body is dirty, actions are different. Therefore, the differences are only in the body, in the kshetram. And from the drishti of a jnani, from the vision of a jnani, kshetram is a temporary container only. So you are the kshetrajna, your body is only a temporary container. And not only that, is it a satya vastu or mithya vastu, the body? Kshetram is mithya, it is a false container. Why should I worry too much about this container, which itself is false? When we drink coffee, we are not much bothered about whether it is a glass cup or a porcelain cup, a plastic cup or a gold cup. We only taste the coffee for the taste of the coffee. What we are interested in the content, namely the coffee. So here also, sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam kshetrajnam pashyati. Not only that, vinashyatsu avinashyantam. And he also sees the imperishable kshetrajna, the kshetrajna who is imperishable. So avinashyantam, avinashyantam, vinashyantam, avinashyantam. Within vinashyato, within the perishable kshetrajnam, the body which is perishable, he sees the imperishable chaitanyam. Yaha pashyati, the one who sees in this manner. Therefore the idea is what? Kshetrajna is samam and nityam. Kshetram is vishamam and anityam. Kshetrajna is samam and nityam, kshetram is vishamam and anityam. The one who is absorbed in the kshetra and misses the kshetrajna, that person is a samsari. Whereas the one who is absorbed in the kshetrajna and ignores the kshetram, that person is the real seer, the wise man. So that is, take the waves, the ocean, the river, all of them. When the wave is rising, my drishti can be either in the water or in the wave. The name and form. Wave is the name and form. When this vision is in the water, water is samam everywhere. Water is nityam everywhere. So I always see samam, nityam, jalam. I do not see any birth or death of water in the form of wave. In fact, I do not see anything else. Sarvam jalamayam eva. I see everything only as jalam. Other than water, nothing is born. There is nothing existent. Nothing is dying either. There is no plurality at all. It is advayam eva. There is no plurality at all. But suppose I miss the water and I am absorbed in the shapely wave. Now I will see difference between one wave and the other. Big wave, small wave. Because nama rupa are different. Not only that, the wave that is racing, we can say. So it has got asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. All these sixfold modifications the wave has. And when that beautiful form perishes, there is a bereavement also and crying, missing. All those kinds of samsara, they come when I miss the water and put my attention on the wave only. And one man sits here and cries, missing the wave. Whereas the other man sits there and says, what is born, what is gone? Water was, water is, and water alone will be. That jnani knows. So in one, it is sama nitya jala drishti. Therefore, he is liberated. Whereas in the other case, it is vishama anitya taranga drishti. Therefore, he is crying, he is in samsara. Similarly, jnani sees this sama nitya kshetrajnaha, whether it is his own people or his own disciples, whomsoever it is. Whereas the samsari is absorbed in the kshetram. And so when someone dies, there is a vacuum in the mind. Without that person, how can I live? The whole life has become so gloomy for me. All what? One nama rupa has changed. That all has happened. And therefore, so vinashyastu avinashyatam ashantam yaha pashyati saha pashyati. That person, the one who has kshetrajna drishti, he is seeing rightly, he is only the seer. The one who has kshetra drishti, he is seeing wrongly. So to put it in another way, one who has got sama drishti, he sees properly. And the one who has got vishama drishti, he is a samsari, he is not seeing properly. Shloka 29. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavistitam ishwaram nahi nastyatmanatmanam tato yati parangatim. And what will be a jnani's outlook of himself? You know, that is another question that is being said here. That is, how does the jnani look upon himself? Previous shloka, what was said? How does he look upon other people? That is, he has got samadrishti in all. There is no vishamadrishti in the case of a jnani at all. Now, with respect to himself also, he has got the same vision. That is, aham kshetrajnaha asmi, aham na kshetram asmi. That is what his vision is. In fact, this is the knowledge that he gains first. First, I understand that I am Kshetrajnaha, and then alone I will look upon everyone also as Kshetrajna. So first, what is my knowledge? I am Kshetrajnaha, I am not Kshetram. And then I look upon everybody else also as Kshetrajnaha only. That is why if you know yourself, you have known everyone. That's what Vedanta says. If you know yourself, you know everyone else. If you take yourself as Kshetram, you will take everyone also as kshetram only, bodies. What is the advantage then? All advantages are there. When I look upon myself as kshetram, I am subject to mortality. Because kshetram is mortal, the body is mortal. Because it is matter. And matter we can never hold together. So if I take myself to be body, the kshetram, I am making myself mortal. I live in the hands of the grips of Yamadharmaraja all the time. I am facing constant threat from every force of nature. Time threatens me. Whether I like or not, every year I grow older. Even though people may celebrate birthdays year after year, what does it mean? You are going one more year closer to the end. Poverty threatens me. Because if food is not there, I will die. In fact, I am a slave of the whole creation. In short, I am a samsari. That's what happens if I have the kshetra drishti. Here Krishna says, I am a mortal. How do I become a mortal immortal? Because of my identification with kshetram. I become a mortal because of my identification with kshetram, the body. Then how do I become immortal? Unfortunately, kshetram can never be made immortal. Body can never become immortal. No one can make it. You may postpone your old age by wonderful medicine perhaps. You can keep a person going with all kinds of tubes for 15 years. All these life support systems and all that. Instead of him breathing, some machine might breathe for him. More torture only actually. So you may postpone 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. Kshetram can never be made immortal. So how can we make ourselves immortal then? There is only one way. And what is that way? I should recognize myself to be the immortal Kshetrajnaha. I have to discard Kshetram identification. I have to disown the identification with the body. There is no other way. And I should own up my real Kshetrajna nature. And when I know I am Kshetrajnaha, I don't become immortal. I know as Kshetrajnaha, I was immortal, I am immortal, I will ever be immortal. Because Achedyoyam, Adahyoyam, Akledyososhayevacha. We already saw that in the second chapter. And so whether I am mortal or immortal, it is determined by what? It is not determined by the Lord. Lord does not make me mortal or immortal. Because Kshetram is ever a Kshetram. Even Lord cannot make Kshetram immortal. We have to understand all. Because in Bhakti, we listen to all these things. When it comes to Vedanta, these are all shocking revelations. Because even God cannot make my Kshetram immortal. That is why even when Lord takes an avatara, his Kshetram also grows. Krishna is born, he had a date of birth, he also had childhood, he grew, and finally he had a final day too. So as Rama, Krishna was a small baby, then a wonderful youth, all that. So even Krishna's shariram also comes under kshetram, only the body. It cannot be immortal. Rama's shariram also cannot be immortal. Therefore, the Lord cannot make the kshetram, namely the body, immortal anytime. And can Lord make the Kshetrajna immortal? Lord need not make Kshetrajna immortal because Kshetrajna is already immortal. So who gives mortality or immortality? No one can give mortality or immortality. So it is not in the hands of the Lord or the other person or medicine or in a doctor. No. But it is in the hands of whom? Myself. How I know myself? As an ignorant person, I make myself mortal. By getting wisdom, I make myself immortal. So mortality and immortality are dependent on ignorance and wisdom only. And so Upanishads uses a very peculiar language. The one who perpetuates ignorance, he is killing himself. The one who perpetuates ignorance, he is killing himself. It is an imaginative expression. One who perpetuates ignorance, he is making himself what? Mortal. That means he is killing himself. So Upanishads call every ajnani as a suicide. So Atmaha Bhavati. Atmaha. Isavasya Upanishad. We already saw that. Isavasya Upanishad calls every ignorant person as Atmaha. If you remember, I don't know whomsoever attended that lecture, we went through a lot of discussion on this particular term, Atmaha. Atmaha means what? One who commits suicide, one who makes himself mortal, one who continues to identify himself with the kshetram, the body. Thus, every ajnani is a suicide in the vision of shastras. Every ignorant person is only a suicide in the vision of shastras. And here also Krishna says the same thing here. In Isavasya Upanishad also, he talked about an ajnani. Here Krishna talks about a jnani. He says, jnani does not kill himself. Isavasya said, an ajnani kills himself. Here Krishna says, a jnani does not kill himself. He does not himself mortal by identifying Vikshetra. He does not consider himself as mortal. This is the essence of this shloka. So the first line, it defines the jnani. Who is a jnani? Sarvatra samam pashyanna. Jnani is one who sees samatvam everywhere. And how is it possible? Samavastitam Ishwaram. Because he is Ishwaram, the Kshetrajnam, who is sam avatitam, who is evidently present in all the things, all beings. So sarvatra. Sarvatra means we have to borrow from the previous shloka, sarvabhuteshu. From the previous shloka, sarvatra means sarvabhuteshu. So sarvabhuteshu, that means sarvakshetreshu, sarvatra, in all the kshetras, the wise man sees the Kshetrajna, who is very evidently present in all the kshetras, in all the bodies. How do we say very evidently present? That is the next question. Because that has become a conscious being. Because it has become a conscious being, Kshetrajna should be present there. My body is also Kshetram. It is also inert. The table is also inert. It is also a Kshetram. But the Kshetrajna in me is very evident because it is a Chetana Tattvam. It is a live being. And the life is very evident in all. And that is why Krishna uses the word samavastam ishwaram. Samavastitam ishwaram. It is sam avastitam. Sam means evidently, clearly. The one who is clearly evident. So, wise man sees the Kshetrajna who is present evidently, not only evidently, samam, the first word, uniformly, without any difference. Without any difference, any bheda, no superiority or inferiority, jati, kula, gotra, nama, rupa, dosha varjitam. None of those things are there. All these differences are due to what? Are not there. And the one who sees that Kshetrajna everywhere, and if he sees the Kshetrajna in all beings, in himself also, what we'll see? Kshetrajna only. When he sees Kshetrajna everywhere, he will see Kshetrajna in him only. So therefore, such a person, he definitely knows, I am Kshetrajna, I am not the body. So you look upon other people exactly as you look upon yourself. That is why if you are not satisfied with yourself, you will not be satisfied with anybody also. Because the psychology is what? As I look upon myself, so I look upon other people also. If I see Kshetrajna here, I will see Kshetrajna everywhere. If I see Kshetram here, I will see Kshetram alone in everywhere else also. So this person who looks upon himself as Kshetrajna, na hinasti, does not kill himself. That is the usage. Hims means to kill, to torture, to harm, himsa, that came from that. So atmanam, atmanam means himself. So atmana, atmana by himself. Atmana means himself, atmana by himself. He does not kill himself by himself. So this is a figurative expression, should be very carefully understood. He does not kill himself by himself means what? He does not mortalize himself by identification with the Kshetram, the body. That is all we got to understand. So even in the case of a jnani, the body will become old. He becomes immortal means what? His body does not become immortal, but even when the body is about to die, he may be in the deathbed. Everybody feels that this person is going to go away. And they are all profusely crying. This jnani sees that it is the play among kshetrams of the various bodies and atmas. Kshetrams came together as husband, wife, father, mother, guru, sishya. All those, so many bodies came together. And in due course, all kshetrams, they get separated. Avyaktat vyaktaya sarvaha prabhavanti ragame. We saw it already in the 8th chapter. Jatasihi dhruva murtyuhu dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. 2nd chapter. So we saw all those shlokas. Therefore, it was nice for kshetrams to be together. But I, the kshetrajna, am never born and will never die also. Therefore, he accepts the death of kshetram. He doesn't resist it. Because it is a natural process. The advantage of acceptance of death is what? That is the greatest wisdom. Can we accept the death of our kshetram? There are some people who will accept the death of their kshetram, but they don't want my relatives, wife, husband and all to die. People, there are a lot of people, okay, even if I die, it doesn't matter. But, you know, all those people, they all should be secure and safe and be, you know, be there all the time. They say, I should die first, a lot of people, so that I don't see the torture of the other's death. People have all kinds of thinking. All these are all marana bhayam, the fear of death. It becomes more and more terrible as the kshetra identification becomes stronger. I have a friend who says, I am already sitting in the railway track and there is this freight train coming and it is going to hit me any time. The freight train has not even started yet. It is so far away. Person is only a young person. But he says, I am already sitting in the track. Every one of us is sitting in the track. Death is going to come definitely someday. Because of that, I cannot be wasting all these moments here. Whatever I have to accomplish and do it, I have to do my duty and keep doing that. Then having this marana bhayam, it has no use at all. And when kshetrajna is understood, kshetra identification goes. I will get an objectivity. The objectivity we have, we do have, we are also jnanis only, but when it is some kshetram like Sri Lanka or Afghanistan, then we are also jnanis. When it hits our own home, then we have a problem. So that is the problem generally. But for a jnani, whatever may be the kshetram, wherever it may be, he has no problem at all, including his own body. Therefore, he does not mortalize himself. Then what happens? Tataha param gatim yati. In fact, so this person is na hinasti atmanam. We can take as jivan mukti in this case. So param gatim yati can be taken as videha mukti. After death, he doesn't take another body. Tataha. Thereafterwards, by that knowledge, param gatim yati. He attains the highest goal, param gatim. And what is that? Brahma, Ishvara, or moksha. That is what he gains. So the chid abhasa joins the chit. Instead of the chid abhasa, the reflected consciousness entering another kshetram, there are two options. The chid abhasa can enter another body and be reborn. The Chidabhasa can enter another kshetram, which alone is called Punarjanma. Or the Chidabhasa can mingle with the Chit, the total consciousness, which is called Videha Mukti, no more birth. For this person who identifies himself as Kshetrajna and not as the Kshetram. So we will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha.